Thank you for calling Bullet Guard Corporation. Please listen carefully. Our extension numbers have changed to the following. For sales, press 1. For accounting, press 2. For production, job schedules, and service, press 3. For design and shop drawings, press 4. Press 5 to dial by name or please stay on the line.
By using the keys on your touch-tone phone, please enter the first or last name of the party you wish to transferring to
Carlin.
Bullet Guard, may I help you?
Hi, I was looking to speak to Carlin, actually. Is he available?
He's actually on the other line right now. Can I send you to his voicemail?
Okay, real quick first, is Carlin the one that would handle the financial aspects of the business, or does he have, like, a CFO controller or something like that?
Yeah, he has someone that helps him out with that. He's the owner.
I got you. Yeah. So my name is Sam. I was calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I was actually looking to speak with whoever does the financing. Who would that be?
Brenda Watkins, and she just left for the day, but
ouch,
she'll be back in tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yeah, I could circle back with her tomorrow. Is there a good email address I could reach her, Brenda?
Yeah, it's Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, at bulletguardmail.com.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and give her a call sometime tomorrow. What time did you say? Mornings, maybe?
She gets here around, like, 6:37.
Okay.
Is this regarding Bullet Guard stuff or personal stuff?
It's regarding personal, business finance related stuff.
She only handles stuff for our business Bullet Guard, so if it's personal, you probably would just want to send him an email.
Carlin, okay.
Yeah, I can give you his email instead.
Sure. That's
when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's Carlin, K-A-R-L-I-N, at bulletguardmail.com.
Got you. Okay, I'll go ahead and shoot him a note here. And is there a certain time of the day where he's more available? No, he's kind of busy as the owner.
Yeah, probably in the mornings around like 9, 10.
9 or 10. Gotcha.
Yeah, sweet. Probably.
Thanks for your help. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Do you want me to send you to his voicemail?
Yes, good idea. I will definitely do that.
Okay, thanks. Hold on.
Hello, this is Carlin.
Hey, Carlin. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. I thought I was getting transferred over to your voicemail here. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Good. I was going to follow up with you here. We mailed you to your business address here. You guys are at, let me see, 3963 Commerce Drive. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we had a finance offer extended your way. I was looking to introduce myself and touch base, see if you guys were in the market here to get any new equipment or capital here in the near future.
No, I don't think so. We have pretty much everything we need. And
okay.
So.
Sure. Is there a certain time of the year you guys, I don't know, reevaluate equipment or, you know, finances in general or just as needed throughout the year?
Just as needed, and sometimes towards the end of our fiscal year, you know, it goes from June to July.
So July.
Yeah, you know, ends June 30th, July 1st to June 30th.
Sure.
So if we need to buy equipment, you'd want to check probably in April. So because we usually would buy it, we would buy it at the end of the year to try to offset income.
Exactly. Yeah. And do you guys ever use 179, section 179 here to kind of throw, you know, use all the depreciation at once, offset some taxes?
I'm sure we have.
I got you. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely swing back in April and see how you guys are doing. As far as capital goes, you guys have any plans for expansion? You guys seem to be doing pretty well here. I was looking into the company. Yeah, kind of growing. Things have been going well over there recently.
Yeah, they're going fine.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't really have any ideas of expanding or anything, so.
Got you. Yeah, it looks like you guys did about like $5 million in sales last year. Is that right?
Just below that, yeah.
Just below that. Okay. You guys tracking into the same this year?
No, we'll be about 6.
About 6? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely going up. Did you guys have to hire any new personnel or new clients or anything, or just kind of riding it out?
Well, we're going to probably have to hire one more person.
Okay, cool. All right, is there like a certain busy time of the year you guys have, or is it just kind of spread out all year round? There's no season?
Yeah, it just there's no season in this.
I got you. Okay, sounds good. And if you guys do look to grab equipment, like you said, around April, do you guys have a specific bank? I see you guys work with Wells Fargo here.
We work with Wells, and we work with sometimes with Bank of the West.
Bank of the West?
Depends, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you make the idea is to make the banks kind of go to war with each other and then see who comes out on top, get the better rates, right? That's the general plan of it here. Yeah, next time you guys do that kind of stuff, I'd love to throw our hat in the ring here, see if we can, just kind of get you some of the better rates out there. Is there a good email address I could reach you at?
Yeah, it's Carlin, K-A-R-L-I-N, at bulletguardmail.com, and I'll spell that B-U-L-L-E-T.
Gotcha.
G-U-A-R-D-M-A-I-L.com.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and just shoot you an email here, just some contact info for myself and the business here. I promise there won't be any spam or anything like that. We don't do that. So, yeah, when April comes around, you guys look in some equipment, I'll definitely like to see if we can help you guys out here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Appreciate the time, Carl, and have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.